How talented are those Christian singers? I enjoy watching the husband-wife dynamic of that. That's so cool that y'all get to do that together. So, Scott, hello. All right, so yesterday y'all heard Rick talk about living proof, and I'm going to build on that a little bit and show you how God has started working in my life regarding living proof, lifestyle evangelism, how I've been trying to live out my faith a little bit. And quite honestly, it's been pretty surprising for me. And so first off, I would say I've been very resistant to the idea of discipling anyone. I didn't feel qualified. I didn't feel adequate. I would say I thought you had to go to seminary school or be 75 years old or wear a robe or something. Maybe Birkenstocks. But more than what I was, for sure. And but through the support of this ministry, and especially Gary's encouragement, thank you, Gary, my perspective shifted on this, and I realized it's not me doing the saving. I'm simply sharing my story, living out my faith, and maybe nudging the process along. And God's doing all the work. God leads. And that realization was really freeing to me. And things started happening quickly once I realized that. And so I've got two stories for you. And they're both pretty recent. So the first story takes place in my workplace. And I work for a large company. It's very spiritually sterile. Like, they talk about a lot of stuff and celebrate a lot of stuff, but being Christian is not one of them. In fact, it's taboo. If you mention it, people will just clam up and walk away. That was always a void for me. And so usually about midweek, I'm feeling a little uncentered. And I wanted to, you know, I just felt the need to ask God into the workplace. As I was doing that, this guy Dylan kept popping in my head, and I really like Dylan. He's 10 years younger than me. I knew he was a believer. I didn't know how deep it was, but I decided to be bold, and I went up and I was like, hey, on Tuesdays, what do you say we meet lunch, and we'll talk about anything but work. Let's recenter on life, and if so inclined, we'll open up the Bible. And he jumped at it, and so I was really excited to start this on Tuesdays. One thing I prayed about leading up to this is I was like, God, because we're doing this in the workplace, using a meeting room, normally go to a bunch with other people, people are going to ask. I was like, just be crystal clear on how I should share this, what I should share within the workplace. I wanted it to be fruitful and not divisive. And so the next Tuesday, I'm going out to get my lunch, and normally it's really busy. The elevator is completely empty. I walk in, and at the last second, this guy named Taylor sticks his arm in, stops the elevator, pops in, and now Taylor and we never cross paths. I mean, I know him. I know he's a believer a little bit, but anyways, he comes on, and he, out of nowhere, he's like, hey, on an empty elevator this day, the Tuesday before I'm supposed to meet Dylan, he asked, where are you going? You want to have lunch together? And I'm like, oh, okay, God, you made this pretty clear. I better tell Taylor what we're up to. And so I tell him, I just tell him, yeah, I'm meeting Dylan. Well, I can read people pretty good, the faces, and I could tell the way his face lit up that I had to invite him along. Even though our movement model is still one-on-one, I was like, I got to tell Taylor what we're doing. So he jumped in, and I'm excited to say, you know, we've followed this clear nudge for God, and we've been meeting for 10 weeks, the three of us, and we've talked about life, encouragement of each other, and then we opened up the Bible on why go to work and started really recentering on that, and it's been powerful. And I don't know where it's going to lead, but I'm excited, and it's been a great experience for all three of us. Now, the second story, this one came out of nowhere. My neighbor, I've known my neighbor for about 4 years, John. There's a lot of people named John. Yeah. He's about 4 years, or no, 10 years older than me, and John is a very interesting guy. He comes from a very different background from me. John's from New Jersey. He's Italian. Grew up semi-Catholic. He's a former movie producer, and he's even been in some episodes of The Sopranos, so he has a really interesting life, very different from mine. I'm just a country kid, right? And so, and John is a really crazy hard worker, and so that was our connection point. I would always see him out in the yard working and lifting heavy things. And so I would just jump over and help him if he needed help, you know, with anything. And in John's worldview, this was strange behavior. He was like, he thought I was angling for something out of it, you know, just because I went over and helped. He's like, what are you after? Very slow to trust guy. But over the years, he learned that I was like, no, we're from the South. We just help our neighbors out, right? That's what we do. And so he started to trust me. And then over the course of time, you know, our friendship's grown. Our conversations have gone deeper. And eventually he started asking me about my faith and my family and sharing some of his concerns. And so that opened the door, and one thing led to another. And now we're on book one of Operation Timothy together. And John is not much of a reader, so we just work through it together. He's very intimidated by the Bible. He hadn't spent a lot of time in it. But he is genuinely interested in it. And I know that God has his hooks in John right now. I don't think he's in Christ, but I can see him leading towards that decision point. And it may be a slow one, and I'm okay. And I'm excited to see how, you know, God maybe uses me along that path, and maybe I can encourage him. No clue how it's going to turn out, but I'm happy to be along the path. And so if you could remember those three names with me, Dylan, Taylor, and John, just three names to keep on your heart, their salvation. Just thanks for letting me share these stories and your encouragement. That's all I got.
Thanks, Chad, for sharing that. And John is in our group, and it's really great to see the reproduction. And I always thought it would be cool to have